Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Whitfield was born in 1714 in Gloucester, England, to Thomas and Elizabeth Whitfield, who owned the Bell Inn, where George grew up. Both parents were from respectable families of some wealth. George was their seventh child. Several of his father's ancestors were educated at Oxford and were priests of the Church of England. It was George's mother's wishes that he would enter the ministry, but George had other plans. He really wanted to become an actor. Whitfield's father died, his mother remarried, and in time the Bell Inn declined in business to the point of struggle. This hindered George from attending Oxford, as was his dream. In time, he entered as a servitor. There he met John and Charles Wesley, who had started the Holy Club, a group of eight or nine young men who practiced extreme discipline, engaging in study of the Bible, prayer, fasting, and regularly visiting the prisoners in jail. Whitfield was on a path of good works, which he assumed would earn him heaven. That is, until he read The Life of God in the Soul by Henry Scougal, which awakened him to the fact that he must be born again. What followed was a season of extreme agony of soul, searching for salvation. He wrote, "God only knows how many nights I have lain upon my bed, groaning under the weight I felt, and bidding Satan depart from me. Whole days and weeks I have spent in lying prostrate on the ground." In the next segment, we'll learn how George Whitfield broke through to salvation.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.